What's going on, y'all? What does Goofy say tomorrow? I do not say that shit. I
feel like I don't say that shit. Keep all this shit in. He be saying that shit. Keep all this shit in. He be saying that shit.
Like, no, I don't.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever the fuck he be saying. Whether you a they, them, or whatever.
I say that for sure.
Is us.
A he, she, they, or them is what I say. But I be saying good morning, good afternoon, what the fuck?
I don't know what he be saying. But hey, man, episode 108, we in here.
Hold on, I gotta find it now.
108 weeks consistent. Hey, man, yes. If you find yourself coming back to this video, or every Friday, make sure you drop a like, subscribe, drop a comment, man. If we said something funny, just put the timestamp down there, bro. Channel growing. You already know what the fuck is going on. Is your three. We got Denzel.
Your
Rod.
Yo.
And myself, Terrell, man. Just the motherfucking guys, man. I think I went over the 1 minute with the intro. Hey, man. We here. We live. How's y'all week been? Bro, I wasn't here on the last episode, so go ahead, man. Kick us off. Where the fuck were you at? What were you doing? People wanted to know.
Work.
And by classified people, work. By people, it was me.
Classified work. I ain't even gonna lie. Don't even be like on that. By people, it was me fucking talk. Because anytime I'm fucking down there in your fucking area, you fold.
Disclose.
I don't want to hear that shit.
No, that's classified information. I'm doing other shit. Classified information.
Okay, but in that last podcast, he was like, I had a seat here for him. I had some water.
I did.
This man, Terrell, stayed folding on me,
I
bro.
Told his ass, he's about to piss me off. I told his ass the night before, I'm like, I'm going to sleep in. He's like, if you sleep in, Terrell, I'm going to be petty. I was like, I'm telling you.
I said, don't sleep in too late because I'm going to be pissed off.
I told you exactly what I was going to do. When I say sleep in, I wake up, it's like 3, 4 o'clock. It text me at
this
12.
This nigga slept like, until 5 o'clock, bro. Where the fuck they do that shit at? Where? He slept in until 5 in the afternoon. I'm talking, this shit was 1 hour away from the evening. This man slept, he slept through morning, afternoon, damn near till evening.
I'm a bro, true definition of a night owl.
It was 3 hours away from my bedtime by the time you woke up. Like,
I be waking up late as shit, bro. On my off days, I can go to sleep. What's crazy is, what I'm probably going to do is, I'm going to get off after the fucking pod, and I'm going to, you know, make my dinner and all that shit. I'm going to go to sleep, and I'll still fuck around. It'll be 11. I'll probably wake up at like 12:01. I'll sleep for hella long. If that, I might push it to like 2 or 3. I don't know what's wrong with me and why my body needs that much fucking sleep, but it's always been the fucking case. I've always needed that much sleep. To get like a full, I don't wake up feeling tired as fuck. I'm weird like that. And if I don't do that, I just stay up till like 9 a.m. and then I go to sleep. That's why I be waking up late.
That's pretty much how I work. Like, I get up like late. Today was different. I got up at 11, but I definitely felt that shit later. Like around the time I got home and Rod was on Tekken, I was like, I ain't gonna lie, I kind of want to take a nap. But I just never did.
And the naps be fucking me up too. If I ever take one, I haven't took a nap in a minute. I'll just go to sleep. But yeah, man. Motherfucker be tired. Shout out to Kodak. Actually, take that back. Don't shout out to Kodak. Yeah. Yeah.
Is he on something goofy right now? What's going on with him?
Besides the essay allegations he had against him, he just got out of prison recently. And he was throwing like rocks at the fucking news people. He be on some goofy shit, but he just brought a kid in, so I think he has a son now. So shout out to that, man. But hey, well, Rod didn't watch the last episode, so fuck it. I did say on the last episode that I do want to kind of change the structure of the podcast. I feel like every year we bring something new to the YouTube channel. Then the podcast kind of been like the same topic, our thoughts, whatever. So I don't know how. Well, let me give you the backstory of what made me think of this shit. And it happened the day of I was off the last time we recorded this shit. The day before, I was sitting there just talking to one of my coworkers who I didn't want to know that I had a fucking podcast. But lo and behold, you tell one person one thing and then a person knows and then so on and so forth. So he was like, oh, my God, your podcast. So we opened and it was dead as fuck. And we were just talking about random shit. And I was just like, we're talking about like fucking race. We're talking about aliens. We're talking about fucking just random bullshit. And I was just like, yeah, like we just did a podcast episode right there. Like, where are the cameras at? And I was like, huh, interesting.
I'll show you some cameras. That's what Terrell said.
No, I didn't. I didn't say that. But I was like, damn, like, man, I'm not interested in that girl. But it brought a thought to my mind, and I was like, damn, like, the podcast kind of just started off on, like, it's always been, like, topic-driven. You get what I'm saying? It's always been, like, we find something, we bring it. Yeah, and I don't want that to stop, because there is some interesting shit. But I feel like the organic conversation of us just rambling about bullshit will kind of resonate with more people because that's a conversation they will normally have. You get what I'm saying? But I don't know. Just a thought. Just a thought.
So, but, I mean, we could do that right now.
Yeah. Which I was going to lead into. I had a situation at work yesterday. I want Rod's. I want to hear Rod's specific opinion on this. Right? Of course, I want to hear Denzel's, but this is like right up Rod's fucking alley. So, yesterday, I was ringing up somebody at work, and then he was like, yo, like, the old guy, he had to be like 60, 70.
Oh, bro.
He had to be like 60, 70. And he was like, yo, like, are the shoes here made in Vietnam? And I was like, no, like, not anymore. Like, some of them are made in Vietnam, and then others are made in, like, Taiwan or whatever. He was like, yeah, because like when this store first opened, I came in and I seen all the shoes are made in Vietnam. And I was like, you got to close the business. Like, I don't want to buy none of this. He was like, yeah, because I lost like 4 friends in the Vietnam War. And I was like, huh. He was like, all right, have a nice day, whatever. And I thought about it. I was like, damn, so you don't want to buy nothing from Vietnam, but the shirt on your back is probably made in Vietnam. The shoes on your feet are probably made in China. But I get it, right? You lost friends in the war, but it's just like, is that like does that justify you not liking the country or products coming from that country? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you can't hate the whole country for that, I think. What do you think, Rob?
That's interesting. I mean, I think if it reminds me of that experience, like that time where he lost 4 individuals that he truly loves, then yeah, I mean, I could understand where he's coming from, but personally, I probably would still need those essentials that come from said country or whatever region. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, if I've been living all my life buying or like wearing clothes, using items, products from those areas, and I'm probably just gonna continue because I don't even think about it like that. I don't even approach stuff like that.
Yeah,
I don't be looking at the toy and just like, okay, made in Taiwan, made in China. Like, all right, can't use this. You know what I'm saying? I don't. I never was gonna do that. So, I don't know. I don't pay that much attention to stuff. It's like if it's a product that I need, I just get it. You know. And I'll try not to think of anything. I mean, if I was traumatized, maybe I wouldn't want to be around things that give me the flashback to like the imagery of the area, or like listening to sounds that might trigger that trauma.
Mm-hmm.
I might want to stop doing those things, or like whatever I was doing at the time, I might block from my mind, or I'll throw those things out. Whatever things we used to do together, maybe I'll stop doing that for a while. Like if it was a sport that we used to play, or like a song we used to listen to, or like games, whatever. That stuff I probably wouldn't do for a while. You know, because I would need to bury those memories for a while or grieve.
Yeah.
But that's an interesting way to do it. I mean, the shoes being made in Vietnam. So it's like, I don't want
to. We're here looking at tags in today and age anyway.
Like, it wasn't even on the shoe. Like, I was struggling to find it on the shoe. I didn't even see it. I was like, usually it's at the bottom, but I think they took it off. I was like, okay, Like, I looked at the bottom, like, I don't know where the fuck this shit's made. I was like, some of them made in Vietnam and some of them made in Taiwan. Like, and some of the sizes are different because of that, which is weird as fuck. But what do you think, Denzel?
I think that's slow. Not he racist, he's just traumatized. But I mean, that's his business. But I wouldn't. It's like, that's what I want. So getting it, the fuck?
He said, I think that's slow.
that's valid. I was really looking at this, man. I'm like, that's weird. Like, I don't think no matter what I go through, I can't sit here and like slight a whole country because of it. Because the people that probably made your fucking Crocs aren't the same people that were in the fucking war. How long ago was the Vietnam War?
I think that shit was in what, the 60s? Let's use the internet.
60s, yep. Late 60s, early 70s.
It was a grip ago. Motherfuckers like, you're not American enough. You're not American enough. You don't know the wars. 1955. Damn. So if he, damn, older. He had to be fucking like 80 then. Shit.
Mm-hmm. He don't got to worry about buying it for too much longer.
November 1st, 1955 to April 30th, 1975.
This man Denzel. His car he probably drove has probably parts from Vietnam. Like, if you're gonna do that shit, you gotta do that shit to the like nitty gritty. Like, the fabrics of your jeans are probably imported from different places. The parts of your car are from different places. So it's like, you can't, you know, you gotta go tit for tat.
This dog. So, like, bro. The highlight of the Vietnam War, or not the highlight, but the worst time was like the 68, 69. That's when it was at its most serious. And then I think in the 70s, like in 70 is when we started withdrawing troops.
Hmm. Interesting.
So, but yeah, so 55 to 60 to 75. Oh, wow, 20 years. It's incredible.
It. I don't even know the ins and outs of that shit. I just know what Call of Duty showed me. Rest in peace. I am not.
You are not doing good for this brand, this image, this platform, making us look goofy. So I just know what Call of Duty showed me. Oh,
that's probably the way.
I can already see it now. You snot nosed fucking kids. These kids don't even know what they're talking about. They're so disrespectful.
I don't mean no disrespect. It's like, I hate that shit. Whenever I have an opposing opinion, people get offended on some shit. I was going through comments today for the fucking Yay video, still getting new comments. Why is he hating on a kid? Oh my God. The guy at the bottom is such a hater. It's like, I told somebody, I'm like, yo, like, just because my opinion is different from yours, I'm hating now. And then this other guy was like, oh my God, you're hating on a kid. I'm like, it's a fucking rap album. Do you want to hear kids on rap albums where these motherfuckers are talking about bitches and hoes and fuck this and that? Do you want that? And he was like, no, but there's no point in hating. I'm like, so I'm supposed to sit up here and not get my opinion on this and like the shit when I don't like it? That doesn't make any fucking sense. If I say something and you don't agree with it, don't get fucking mad. You're mad because I said something. You're pressed. Shut the fuck up and watch the goddamn video and watch the rest of it and see how that opinion changes. And at the beginning, yes, we were not liking that fucking album. And I'm like, did you even watch the whole video? No. You just didn't like the fact that I didn't, your favorite song didn't elicit a reaction from me that you would want to see. So now I'm a hater and I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about and I'm this, I'm mad. And I shut the fuck up. I like the album. I like every song on the goddamn album except the fucking one, the talking one and Hood Rat. But Hood Rat's kind of okay. If you want to revisit
Hood
that.
Hood Rat.
But it's just like, damn. That's why I did. I'm glad the Yeet video didn't come out because I would have been fucking fighting tooth and nail in that shit because we definitely did not like that album.
That was shit.
Hey, Patreon coming soon.
I don't care what nobody says.
Patreon ass. Coming soon. If you want to see the reaction, is there.
I don't know what these young hip hop digesters be listening to, but they was like, you listen to the Yeet album? Or they said they listened to the reaction or they watched the reaction and they said that Terrell was hating. He was like, yeah, that one dude, like, he just fucking hating, bro. And they said the same shit about the Yay video. They was like, he be fucking hating. Two different people. gave it to you and the what you call it. He's like, yeah, he just be hating. I don't know. Like, what's going on?
I'm a hater because I don't like some shit. So now I'm a hater. If I sit here and say it's not for me, I'm still hating. It's no matter what I say. If it's not, I like it, I'm hating. Which is such bullshit. Well, and I'm not switching my stance on none of this shit. I'm going to keep doing this shit on every reaction. Y'all are going to hate the fuck out of me. I promise you. I'm going to give you my
response.
When you said that, well, he thought, I forgot what he said. Because I think he looked in the, he was in the Discord and he saw when you said, For Your Eyes Only was better than Forest Hills Drive. Or you said it was better than Warren Center. And he was like, nah, he tweaking. And then we listened to both albums at work and we was like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what dude is going through. I was like, I don't know. He just be saying he has wild ass takes like that sometimes. Sometimes they valid, but other times it's just goofy as shit. You can stand on it, still goofy. And I just be like, what is this man talking about?
Like, I don't give a fuck. I do not care if motherfuckers find my take is goofy. I'm still standing on that shit. I'm not walking no shit back because everyone else doesn't like it. I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna stand on my shit. The hell?
I respect that.
But real quick, we cannot go forward without speaking about Akira Toriyama, bro. And it's right behind you. That's what reminded me of it. I have it here on my fucking notes, but I looked behind you and I was like, damn, bro. Well, in between this episode and last episode, the world fucking broke. And I promise you, bro, there was not a single celebrity reaction or like death that elicited like, I didn't cry about it. Like, I wasn't like, I was just like, damn. When Kobe died, I was like, damn, like, Kobe's dead. Like, Kobe's gone. Like, fuck. Then when Michael Jackson died, I was like, fuck, Michael Jackson's gone. And then even with like the rappers and all that, I'm like, just damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, not that I don't give a fuck, but it was just like, they didn't resonate with me like that. Like, they didn't, yeah, Kobe didn't really hold a special place in my heart like that. I respect him.
I was just like, wow.
I respect it. I was shocked though. I was like, yo, what the fuck? I remember where I was at too. I was at work. I was at Kids Foot Locker. I was on my phone on the sales floor. I looked and I was like, Kobe died. I had texted my girl at the time. I'm like, Kobe's fucking dead. Like, what the fuck? So fucking random.
I was in Texas. I was in tech school in Texas.
But this one, I was sitting here playing fucking Street Fighter. I was watching somebody stream who I haven't watched his stream. I used to watch his content like a lot back in the day, but he started playing Tekken, and I was just here bullshitting. So I was like, oh, let me look at his stream.
About Afro send you?
Afro send you, man. That's my boy. That's my fucking boy, man.
Crazy how I knew that, right, Dizzo? Shit crazy.
How the fuck did you know that? What the fuck?
No idea. Just a wild guess.
I fuck with Afro. I've been fucking with Afro since his Naruto Storm 4 days.
Okay.
But I was watching his stream, and like someone was like, Akira Toriyama died. And I was like, I looked at that shit, and I was like, you shut the fuck up. Like, stop fucking playing. Like, don't come in here and fucking joking about that shit. And I went on Twitter and I was like, bro, that shit killed my whole fucking vibe. Like, and then at first I was just like, damn, like Akira Toriyama's dead. Like, the creator of Dragon Ball is dead. And then the more I like sat here and thought about it, then I went on TikTok. I promise you, bro, those 2 days after that, I was crying, bro. Anytime that I seen anything related to that shit, I cried, bro. I thought about it. I was like, damn, like Dragon Ball Z really put me on the anime. First and foremost, there's so many like scenes in that shit that like sit with me. Like, as a kid, I really was like, yo, I'm Gohan for real. Like, you know, when you have your group of friends, you like, oh, I'm this character, I'm that character. I was like, yeah, I'm Gohan. Any fight, any Dragon Ball Z game, King Gohan, Super Saiyan 2, I was picking him. Oh, that was my favorite. That's my favorite saga. Because he doesn't call his shit arcs. He calls them shit sagas. That is my favorite saga.
Interesting.
And it's one of my favorite fucking animes. Honestly, you see the fucking... Well, they don't see you, but my icon for Discord is Goku. It was Goku when I first made it, and then I switched it a bunch of times. My fucking personal YouTube channel and my Twitch have Goku as the fucking profile picture. So it's just like... That shit... And it's just like... If I could pick a way to go... It would be like that. Like, not what he suffered, but like to have that much influence and impact on the world. You have people that I didn't even know gave a fuck about Dragon Ball Z talking about RIP Akira Toriyama. I was like, there's news outlets, the Chinese government, There's fucking basketball players, content creators. Everyone's saying RIP Akira Toriyama. The Weeknd was posting Dragon Ball Z shit with sad faces. I was like, bro, this man had a huge impact on everything, on pop culture, on everything. Your favorite anime got inspired by fucking movies, Dragon Ball
cartoons,
Z. Everything.
Music.
That shit is everywhere. Your favorite game, Street Fighter. I was like, I'm waiting for Street Fighter to put something out. They put something out. I was like, okay. Yeah, that Hadouken.
His reference is everywhere.
Yep.
Powerpuff Girls is a reference.
And
Fairly Odd Parents is a reference. Is it cameo? Yeah. The Amazing World of Gumball, there's a bunch of them. A bunch of references.
There's a bunch of cameos. Yeah, it's so huge. It's so, it was
like his culture, or the culture that Dragon Ball created for just pop, like media, is insane. Like, everybody knows what the fuck Goku is. Like, your 60-year-old mama know who Goku is. Yep. You know what I'm saying? It's insane. Like, that orange and blue with the spiky black hair is iconic. That big-ass symbol on the back. Dragon Balls everywhere. Like, it's huge. You know, it's hard to escape. Even if you weren't a fan of anime, like, you know what the hell that is. I went to this special place. It's called Kali Square with my girlfriend. And me and Brittany was in there, and like it's like a little private shopping outlet center, but it has like a big fountain, a bunch of stones and stuff. And like, look, it's really nice. It's really nice. Kind of, I don't even know how to describe it, but it's a nice place. And there was this dude in there. He was selling like a bunch of soaps, like bar soaps that he made and fragrances by hand. And he saw my shirt, and on my shirt I had this shirt that I got from Foot Action before they closed. RIP Foot Action.
Yeah.
Before they got rid of them shits. But from Foot Action, it was all black, and it had Goku and Vegeta on it, and they were like little chibi form, and they were like fighting, but they were blue, you know? It was like Super Saiyan blue. And it said some shit in Japanese, but then it said, you know, Dragon Ball Super. And he was like, I like your shirt, and I like Dragon Ball, so I'm going to give you a deal. Buy one, get one free for this. And we bought like some soap. And I was like, bro, this man was probably 50 years old. He had a son and his wife in there. And he had a heavy accent. So it just goes to show you the reach on these things. I'm wearing a fucking Dragon Ball shirt right now, matter of fact. Hold on.
It's Goku Black. Yo, look at that back though. Damn. The gains.
Why?
Oh, and then shit. Oh,
my fault. But yeah, I be forgetting like how impactful it is, you know? I mean, there's stuff like we say to this day that like is referencing the shows. And I know it hit Charles hard too.
I haven't even talked to Charles, bro. Fuck.
Yeah. We have a friend named Charles. He loves Dragon Ball and anime, like loves it, you know? So I could already tell that he was just, I didn't really watch it as much growing up. Because it just was hard to follow, because I think they showed it on Nick and they showed it on Toonami, right?
Yeah, they had Dragon Ball Z Kai, and then they had the OG Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just like hard to watch, because I feel like I was always either outside or playing games. So it was like hard to watch, and then late at night, you know, we was playing games. So
yeah.
So it was hard to watch it. But when I did, like when I started getting a little bit older, I was like, oh shit. And I watched a little bit of Super, but I could appreciate it. You know, it is sad. I wonder what this means for the series.
Well, he did have someone that was working under him, kind of like he's been drawing out all of Super. So if you notice, Z and Super do look different artistic wise. Obviously, like the animation gets better, but I think his name is Toyotaro. I think it's like his kind of like his protege, and he's drawing Super. I mean, he's been drawing the manga. It's just been Toriyama's ideas. But I think yesterday came out that it wasn't the hematoma that he died from, like the bleeding in his brain. He had a brain tumor. Known about it for like a couple years.
So he just couldn't do anything about it because it's in his brain.
Yep.
Right.
But it is kind of crazy how like people were saying this. I don't know how true it is that he was born in the year of the goat, but this is the year of the dragon. It's kind of crazy that he passed in the year of the dragon. And that his next series, even the, and I feel so bad about it because like when they he announced that Dragon Ball Daima is coming out, which is kind of like a joke, kind of like it's not too serious, it's not canon to the manga, but it's just like there's magic involved and all the characters get turned into kids and it's like it goes from there. I when that shit came out, I was shitting on that shit so bad to like my friend at work who like was a big fan of Dragon Ball too. I was like, bro, like, why the fuck is he doing this? Like, but it's crazy how like he that's the last project he worked on, and his first project or his first animation was Dragon Ball. And it's just like Goku's a kid, and now Goku's gonna be a kid again. And that's releasing, I think, in the fall of this year. So I'll watch it. Like I'll have a new respect for it now. And seeing that he was so excited for it, it's just like, okay, like I gotta check it out, like for what it is. But his story is kind of crazy too, because like Dragon Ball wasn't his first manga or like his first thing that he worked on. He worked on like 10 different mangas and they all got shut down. At first he was doing manga just to make like a quick buck for like this, I think for Shonen Jump, one of these magazines or these articles he was doing it for. And it started picking up steam and then everything else was getting shut down left and right, and then he made Dragon Ball. Well, Dr. Slump came first, which is one of the characters was actually in a fucking filler episode of Dragon Ball Super, which is. But yeah, Dragon Ball wasn't his first thing. So I took that and I was like, bro, like, just gotta keep going, man. You gotta keep trying, keep switching up the ideas. Something that will eventually fucking stick. Yeah, we seen it here. We did gaming videos. We did just the podcast. Now we see, okay, the music reactions are sticking. So it's just like, you know what I'm saying?
Just rolling with it right now.
Don't give up. You know what I'm saying? And even if this shit keeps rolling, it's just like, we always got to keep that other idea in the back. You know what I'm saying? So, Denzel, what are your thoughts on Akira Toriyama and his sudden passing at 68?
I mean, RIP to Toriyama, you know? Dragon Ball Z wasn't my first anime, but it was one that I liked a lot. I watched the whole thing all the way to, you know, the Buu saga. Watched a little bit of Super. I really just watched the movies, but you know, movies definitely lots of respect, especially growing up in the days where you watch Dragon Ball Z, you had to hide that shit. You had to,
yeah,
hide the books, or if you watch the show,
yep.
Right, the shit, you know, you can't say nothing about it. Now it's like everybody, you know, 50 old dude talk about Dragon Ball because that shit lit, bro.
It's fire. Yeah, it's and the characters had drip. The fuck, Toriyama knew how to put that shit on a fucking character, man. Look at Trunks.
Oh my
when
god.
When Trunks first came up, bro, with that first episode where he boxed the fuck out of Frieza, Mecha Frieza, and he was sitting there and he was like, Goku, can you go Super Saiyan at will? And Goku does it, and he was like, now what? He was like, well, we'll both be Super Saiyans. And he turned Super Saiyan like it was nothing. I was like, oh yeah. Oh yeah. And he had that shit on. His fit was fire as fuck. The little crop denim jacket, the capsule cord with the fucking pants and the yellow. I was like, look at this motherfucker stepping with the sword. I was like, oh yeah. And then that's even fair. Goku with his look clean. Goku with his yard rat fit in that same scene. I was like, look at Goku. Look at Goku with a different drip. What the fuck?
It just looked like they was on fucking timing, bro. Like the way those motherfuckers would be looking, like they'd be standing, they'd just be like, you know how they be with the eyes low and then the big ass eyebrows. Yep. And they be having the strong ass necks all chiseled and shit. They'd be standing like this. They just be squatting. That shit is crazy as fuck. Niggas would be, they just be on time, man. Like, oh my god. And then I'm, bro, do you know how many people, how many grown ass men were influenced by that show to fucking work out?
I heard.
Do y'all understand? It's so many people that would not be working out today and would not have YouTube channels. Bro, it's a whole YouTube channel. It's a whole YouTube channel called Goku Flex. And I don't know how many subscribers this dude has. I'm about to figure it out right now. But his whole channel started from that. And he's a grown-ass dude. It's an Asian dude. Grown as hell. 831,000 subscribers.
Ooh.
He dropped a video one day ago. It's called Dragon Ball Workout and Memories. Rip Toriyama. Bro, there's this dude named Jax Blade. He's a kind of nerdy dude too, but he's like in super great shape. And he is a, what do you call it? He is a thing. I'm not going to say it's a skit, but he is like a series of videos called Tough Like the Toons, where he trains like the characters from cartoons and anime.
Yeah.
And he is 631,000 subscribers. So he's done like Baki workouts. He says like with this training work in real life, he's done like one punch man workouts. And he says like, how did the Saiyans get so big and jacked, you know, with only calisthenic training? And he talked about how they used, you know, all this times gravity, you know what I'm saying? A hyperbolic time chamber, how they used extra resistance. So it's like they're using resistance. It's just so much. It's so much about this stuff. It just had a huge influence everywhere, bro. So many different influences.
And y'all lying like shit if y'all said y'all didn't try to do a Kamehameha or try to go Super Saiyan in your room for the one time. Because I definitely had. I was like, oh, shit. And that's the longest. I think that's one of the longest fight scenes in anime history, I think. Is Frieza and Goku. For good reason.
Wasn't they fighting for like 4 or 5 episodes or something?
I think it was longer than that. They were fighting for a while. I'm going to watch it because I'm watching Dragon Ball now. I haven't. Mm-hmm. As big as a Dragon Ball Z fan I am, I have not watched Dragon Ball in its entirety. I've caught like a couple of episodes because by the time I was like a kid and I could comprehend what the fuck was on the goddamn screen, it was already, well, Dragon Ball Z was already done by the time I was born, damn near. Yeah. But when they were re-airing it, and I was catching it on Toonami, it was just like, we're talking about Dragon Ball Z. Like, I think you would catch Dragon Ball like the middle of the night type shit. So now I'm like, all right, let me just go back and do my fucking homework. I might not rewatch Super though, because I kind of too fresh for me. But I can't wait for the, and people are talking about the future of like they can't wait for the next season. I wouldn't even mind if they just stopped, never put out another fucking Super, manga, anime, whatever. I'll be fine with them leaving it as it is. He won the Tournament of Power. That's it. I know the manga keeps going. There's like 2-3 more arcs after, but I wouldn't be, take your time with it. If he's going to do it, take your time with it. No need to rush that shit because and his family said they're not going to say anything. Don't interview them. None of that. I think that they already did the funeral too. So it's a sad time. Man, I had texted Khalil. I was like, yo, Kira Toriyama died. He was like, no way. And I sent him the article. It was like, fuck,
bro. Damn.
We got to get the game, though. We're going to get the game. It's called Sparking Zero, but it's Budokai Tenkaichi 4.
Oh, yeah.
We all got to get that shit. That's one fighting game I'll play. With you, Rod. We can play Sparking Zero.
Exactly, Terrell. I mean, Dizelle, you see what the fucking time is. Come on now.
We can box in that. But pushing the needle forward, we do have other topics on the ship. You guys want to get to that too? If y'all want, if not, I have something loaded.
I want to say something though, like about the cartoon stuff. I think if it had as many episodes and like different villains that Dragon Ball had, I think it would have the same kind of influence, to be honest. Dragon Ball, mm-hmm. Not to disrespect it, but I really think that Avatar would have had a huge influence on people too.
I am invested in that series as well. As much as I shit on Korra and all that, I've watched all of Korra. I was rewatching Avatar, The Last Airbender recently. I didn't finish it though. I stopped right where fucking they were talking about losing Appa when Appa got kidnapped. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna stop it right here. Cause that shit gets a little emotional. But yeah, stop it right there. I need to see someone's pet get taken. But Avatar has a huge fucking fan base, bro. I still haven't watched the live action series yet. But
I tried to today. That shit was ass.
I heard it was ass.
I watched like 20 seconds, to be honest, and I turned that shit off. I was like, I'll watch this some other time.
I can't sit through this because I don't want to watch like an actual little kid play Aang, bro. Even though that's like what he was, I just I couldn't do it.
Live action is not it, and that shit got renewed for 2 more seasons, by the way. 2 more fucking seasons of that shit. Netflix needs to stop doing live action shit because it does not fucking work. The Death Note shit didn't fucking hit. The fucking what else they did? They did Cowboy Bebop too, right? Didn't hit.
Yes.
Ghost in the Shell.
Ghost in the Shell didn't fucking hit. What else they did recently? Netflix.
Yu Yu Hakusho, right?
Yu Yu Hakusho didn't hit as well. Mm. It had me for the first episode. I was like, oh shit, this shit about to be fire. Then the next 4 episodes, this shit was only 5 episodes. 4 episodes later, I was like, yeah, this shit's cooked. You can't even do another season. You took the first 3 arcs and put them in 5 episodes. I was like, you can't do anything else. What else are you going to do? The last arc? And you're going to have to stretch that? No, bro. It's done. It's cooked. Tagoro's dead in the fucking live action. Sorry to break it to you. He's dead already. What the fuck? And you already get to... You get introduced to his team in episode, like, 4. Like, that's Dark Tournament shit. That's, like, episode, like, 50. What the fuck are we doing? He just met PA and Kurama. What the fuck are we doing? But they did another live action something. And I was like, bro, now this shit fucking works, bro. Like, the time... I'm glad they gave us the timeline for the Avatar series going forward. Which they been should have did this. But next year is when we get the anime. I think it's a film of adult Aang and his crew and all that shit.
Mm.
And I think after that, we get another animated series with the Avatar that follows Korra, the Earthbender. Which would be interesting.
Yes!
That shit... I forgot what that martial art, like what, because you know every style of bending is based on a martial art.
Yeah.
I forgot what it's based on, but that's going to be interesting to see. Very interesting to see. Because people sleep on earthbending so much.
Yeah, she think might get my respect.
I ain't going to lie.
Them.
Toph was the, it's probably going to be like a...
Toph was probably the strongest character in that show. I ain't even going to hold you.
Toph had to... Everybody needed a Toph on their team. Like, you had Toph?
Bro, I'm not
on shit, literally.
If we had a Toph in this group, we would be unstoppable. I'm just telling you that. Toph had everything, bro. I was looking back at that and I was like, bro, she was really blind. Her ass was young as shit.
Yep.
She had seismic sense, so she could see everything.
Yep.
Feel the vibrations and everything. She knew when a motherfucker was lying. Cause she could tell the fucking heart rate had changed in their body. Think about that shit for a second. She was the first person to bend metal, could not see the shit. She didn't have to touch metal. She could bend metal from being away from it by simply taking the minerals. How did she even notice she was metal? Like, oh my God. She was just insane. She could sand bend. At first she couldn't. She was like, everything feels all fuzzy. It's blinding. And then after like a week, her ass built a fucking a replica of Ba Sing Se. Nigga, using sand. A replica of the whole city. She's blind. How's she doing that? Like, she's insane, bro. Toph is insane.
That the depth that they go in, it's like now every bending has like a sub element, which we knew that from the jump. But it's like the airbenders had the flight, they had spiritual projection, and then they had he had something else. Oh my fucking God, I forgot what it is.
I think that's it, bro.
No, each one has 3. Each element has 3 sub-element, like sub-bendings under them. Yeah, pull up a list.
Okay, well, for what was the one for Earth? It was metal.
Metal,
right?
Lava.
Okay, yeah, lava. Is seismic sense one of them?
I don't think so. I think there's another one that I'm fucking missing too. Fire had lightning, combustion, and then something else. And then water.
I think they all have 2.
I thought they all had 3.
You gotta see. The internet, sub-bending. Okay, so I'm looking at them. Yeah, you're right. They all have 3. So, damn, this is hard to see. So, with Earth, it's sand, lava, metal.
Okay.
With fire, it's lightning, combustion, and what the hell is this? Hold on, bro. I'm sorry.
You good?
Redirection.
Oh, redirecting the lightning?
Like water bit, like okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Then with air, it's spirit projection, temperature regulation, and flight.
That's right.
And then you know what it is for water. Spirit bending, healing, and blood bending.
I thought about it and I rewatched like a scene when Aang was in the fucking the North Pole. I'm like, Jit has no jacket on. He just has his regular fucking shit. And I was like, oh shit. He is regulating his fucking temperature. Yeah. Fuck. And I thought like that spiritual projection shit, I thought that was just something the Avatar can do, but I forgot his grandchild was doing that shit in
Jinora.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think she was better at that shit too.
Oh yeah. You think she was walking the library?
Yeah. Yeah, bro, that show is just crazy. There's so many little details. Now, of course, I don't read like the manga or the comics, whatever, like the books, but there's just so many little details they have in the show. Like, and then the spirit bending, I didn't even catch that the first time I watched it. Like, that this motherfucker, the waterbender, was bending spirits, bro. And oh. I didn't realize either that Amon was blood bending.
Oh, yeah.
Without the use of a full moon. Like, how can
that shit? It was cooking. I ain't gonna lie, though. This is the one thing I will say, that shit there, and he was taking people's bending away too, which is crazy because we only seen Aang do that shit. But the fact that he took Korra's bending away, took her bending away, and now she's like, oh shit, I can air bend. Oh, that's plot armor as fuck.
Yeah, that's so wild.
That's plot armor as shit because this man just said, I took your bending away. I understand maybe that fucking thing wasn't unlocked in her, but like,
yeah,
the fact that you just went like this and then air started coming out after he stripped your shit, I was like, okay,
yeah,
a little plot armor.
Did she try to punch it? Was she trying to get him away?
Just trying to get him away, I think. She was scared as fuck, and then she did it. And I was like, okay,
because it's like isn't it like the element of defense and evasiveness or something like that?
Some shit like that.
That's probably why she was able to, but still, yeah, it is kind of dumb. I think it's insane how he was able to take the bending away without doing the whole like spiritual projection or a spiritual thing, corruption shit that Aang did.
Yeah.
That was insane. That had me scared too. Cause that man Ozai almost took him over. I think he had like a tiny little circle of blue. It was like this big of blue in his eyeball. And I was like, yeah, he's clapped. It's over with. Like, everything's red and ain't no blue. You don't see nothing.
Yeah.
And then he was like, and then all of a sudden he looked forward and everything turned blue. His eyes started glowing. I was like, oh yeah. So
with that thumb on his head was like, yep, give me that shit.
Yeah.
Give me that shit. Yep.
That's just funny. And Amon is just striking people, their chi points, and taking their bending away. It's like, damn.
I can't wait. I can't wait for the animated series next year. Definitely we're gonna rap on it. Definitely gonna go see that shit. Fire. Well shit. Let me ask y'all this before we get into anything else. And this might be the last thing. Damn. Do y'all believe in destiny? Or do you believe like your actions kind of like dictate the rest of your life? Or you think you have a predestined path that you're walking along?
Dang, this is a good question because I feel like it can be an innate thing. Almost like... I don't believe in destiny per se, because definitely all your choices and actions shape your life, right? If you choose to hang out with certain people, then your life is going to be different. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you choose to take part in certain hobbies, your life is just going to be different, because it's going to shape your personality. It's going to shape the way you speak, the way you talk. Like everything that you do, it has an effect on what you are. But I do think that your personality is like you have a certain type of framework to your personality before you start adding all these other things that you do to your personality and these people that you meet. So I think eventually, like, you'll find your way back to that goal. Mm-hmm. So, for example, like, say if, I don't know, like, I like video games and stuff, so I'm playing video games, but, like, in the back of my head, like, as a kid, like, I always wanted to be, like, the best at this sport, like, the best at this. At some time in my life, I'm going to get really good at it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just something that's like a passion of mine. It's something I'm passionate about. So eventually, like, that's going to come. I might not be like a basketball player or something like that, or like go to the league like how I wanted to, but I would get really good at it. You know what I'm saying? So I think I think really it's like your actions ultimately that shape what you become and like what you do. You think you just like you getting strung along by a puppet master?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I think it's a little bit of both, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think you do have something that you're supposed to do while you're here. And I think no matter how far away you stray from that path, something will eventually bring your ass right back to it. Like, for example, this shit. Like, I wanted to be a YouTuber as a fucking kid. I'm talking about like 09, 08, when I was watching motherfuckers do like Call of Duty videos. And I was like, I could do this shit. I'm good at Call of Duty type shit. And I was like, okay. And then that shit just went away. And then here we are right now, like back on the YouTube shit. And even this goes back to like the butterfly effect shit almost. But like I met Rod at like in like 2016, 2017. Mm-hmm. And we're cool as fuck. I left the store and then I would talk to Rod every now and then. And there was a period of time where me and Rod were just not talking. Like we followed each other on Instagram. We just weren't talking like that. And then that's when I tuned into your stream in like 2021. And then here we are now with the fucking podcast. And it was off the random shit. I just seen Rod's Instagram story that like he was live on Twitch. And I was like, oh, let me just jump in here and like, fuck it. Like, I'm not doing anything else. Let me just jump in this man's stream. And then bam, PC, Discord, Denzel's back again. There's a period of time where I wasn't talking to Denzel either. I had talked to Denzel on fucking Fortnite. And here we are again. Look at that. I wouldn't even imagine Denzel being back here after us not playing Fortnite, or we were playing Fortnite for that brief period. I didn't think I was going to talk to Denzel again after that. Here we are. Like, so it's just like, and there's so many things that I like, because I do like pay attention to the shit around me. So it's just like, and when I reflect on things, I kind of like connect shit, because it's crazy how you can do it. Like, it's crazy how much things connect when you look in hindsight. But I like the shit with the guy that inspired me to do a fucking podcast, follow me on Twitter, all that shit. It's like there's no way that I'm not supposed to be doing what I'm supposed to be doing right now. Like there's no physical, like I refuse to believe that shit. There's too many coincidences that point me in this direction for me to walk the other way and do something else. Whether this shit hits or not, whether this shit always gets 10 views or not, it's just like I'm gonna just keep doing it because it's gonna work out. It has to. Like there's no fucking way. But yeah, that's what I think about. I think it's just a little bit of both. But I feel like you do have something that you're supposed to do on this planet while you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Denzel, what do you think? A deep question, I know.
I think it's neither. I think you just do what you want to do. And it's all about timing. That's what everything is about, is timing. It's timing. You do it at the right time. It sees the right people. Then go up. There's a lot of people that's out there that proves this fact. For example, Catch Me Outside.
Danielle Brigola.
Who else? Yeah, her. A bunch of rappers like Blueface, for example. Cut the Right Eye. He was trying to rap because you seen what he was rapping like. Cardi was rapping hella different when he first came out. So I saw it. He went from there. We ain't gonna talk about what he is today. But yeah. What he was, yeah. What a vampire shit. Yeah, I think it's just you just pick something that you wanna do and then you keep going and then it's just timing, and if you're always doing it, then you'll just hit that mark because you'll be doing it.
I like it. I like
that's
it.
Me.
I like it. It's more free will, consistency, hard work pays off.
Yeah.
Type energy.
What Lil Tecca said, when you've been working, it ain't about the pay. Who's on time, man?
That's funny as shit.
Whoa.
Lil Tecca.
Why?
Tecca.
We didn't think he'd be around as much as, well, I didn't think he'd be around so as either. Much as he is. Yeah,
after
he
lasted. Ransom. I got, well, yeah, Ransom.
That song's hard as fuck. I ain't gonna lie to you. Even to this day. It's fire. You gotta listen to the remix though. With Juice WRLD on it.
I heard it.
Put the bow on that bit.
I was with somebody who played that. Like, I like the remix better. I was like, huh. I like the original version better. I'm sorry. I'm not the biggest.
Life better.
I'm not the biggest Juice WRLD fan. I'm sorry. Like, it's not hate. I respect. I like some of his songs, but I'm just not the biggest Juice WRLD fan. Like, he's good at freestyling. You know, I like his freestyles. Not saying that his songs are ass. I hate that I have to preference what the fuck I'm saying. Like, I have to fucking give a goddamn disclaimer.
I mean, people are going to want to know the details of what you mean, like, to understand you anyway.
Take it how it sounds, goddammit.
That's part of the conversation. I think that's part of any conversation. Like,
I don't have no ill will towards anybody, though. Like, well, they don't know that.
We're not saying that you do. Like, I'm just saying, like, people are going to, like, especially if it's just comments, like, it's however they perceive it is how they're going to speak on it. Like, obviously, they don't know what you mean unless you clarify stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's why, like, people want to know, like, what you mean, because everybody understands something a certain way. So, like, when you say something, I'm just like, oh, what you mean by that? Or, like, why don't you like it? Like, is it something that rubbed you the wrong way? Is it just not your style of music? Like, you're not like he drags his music? You know what I'm saying? And then it's always something like, how I don't listen to Ye like that. Like, I don't, he's not really like my kind of artist. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like some of the stuff that he does besides his, like,
That video's still getting done. That video's still getting done. Even, I know it's been, I know we haven't dropped anything in a while, and that's because the Ye video is still getting traction. So I kind of just want to let it fade out before we do anything else. But that video is still going to happen. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Weak ass shit. That shit anyway. Anyway, yeah, so people are going to ask, they're going to be like, oh, why don't you like Juice WRLD when he literally is probably one of the best new rappers to come out, like one of the most talented artists or modern artists that we had.
It's just his music doesn't stick with me. Like, I can't, that, like, that's the thing, though. When it comes to music, that's all preference. Like, that's just what you, if I don't like his sound, I can't expand why. It's just, it doesn't resonate with me. It doesn't stick with me.
Same.
Like, it's just, it is what it is. I just don't like it. But I can appreciate his freestyling ability. Like, he could freestyle forever. I tuned into his freestyles, and there's songs that he's done that I like. Besides the Lucid Dreams and the All Girls Are the Same. The Let Me Know freestyle, that's just fire. The song he has with Young Thug, that song is fucking fire.
Oh, God.
Oh my God, what is it called? It's on my fucking phone. Hey man, we got that.
Oh God, is fire too.
I haven't heard that one. Juice WRLD, Young Thug, Bad Boy.
Never heard it.
Bad Boy is fucking fire. And that's when fucking Thug was talking about Lucci.
Wait, have you heard what's the name of the song? I think it's unreleased, but I think it's called What's Next. Is it called What's Next? No, that's Drake's song.
That's Drake's
song. It's like off a couple beans, maybe a couple lean.
No, I haven't heard Sprite, that.
Gonna make it bleed. That song is hard as fuck. I gotta figure out what the name of that song is. You need to hear that shit. I think you'll fuck with that song. When I listen to Bad Boy.
But I try to listen to all these artists. I try to get into like what's popping still, like what the newer artists that are coming up. The next generation of artists. I try to fuck with it. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Some of it sticks. Like, some Yeet songs stick with me. That's why I was excited to listen to this fucking project. And the only song I come back listening to, I don't even listen to the Drake or Wayne one or the Future one. I listen to Team CEO. The one I was like, oh yeah, this beat is this fucking fire. Like, who produced this shit? I go back to that one. But like, there's shit that sticks. But I'm not going to like all of it. And I don't even like all of the J. Cole shit. I don't like all the Drake shit. I don't like all the Kendrick shit. There's Kendrick songs that I don't like.
True. I don't listen to. Truly. Like, what the fuck was he doing?
On his best album, is there songs that I don't necessarily like. I can appreciate them, but I just don't care for them. Like, I don't like Real.
The song's called What Else, by the way. Sorry.
What Else? I don't like Real on Good Kid, M.A.A.D City. I don't like that song. And I don't like Good Kid. Hot Take, maybe. I just don't like those songs.
I don't think I like Good Kid either. I don't even know that song. I like Real though. I love that song actually.
I'm real. Like, I can sing it, but I just don't like that song.
I'm really, really real.
Does it take away from the album for me? No. But it's just like, I just don't listen to that song. I don't like it. But when we put Denzel onto music, when he feels a little bit better, that'll probably be the album that we do. It's Good Kid. We'll listen to it. We're about to get monetized on this shit. So reactions might get cut up a little bit different for our paychecks. I think the only videos right now that can get monetized are these podcast episodes. So soon you'll start getting ads on these shits. I'm going to place one at the beginning, one in the middle, and one at the end. That's it. That's all y'all get. I'm not going to spam every 5 minutes y'all getting the ads. We're going to do it beginning, middle, end. Because I hate watching videos that have an ad every fucking 3 seconds. My streams are like that.
Got to use a tech. A raw tech. Mm-hmm. Just be working. Three ads, three windows. That's the trick.
But
we don't all get hit with ads.
But we're still gonna do music reactions, bro. Even with the monetization, we'll just have to find something that avoids copyright that can also stick, which will probably be the other reactions that we're gonna do that Rod has in his mind that he's been wanting us to do, and we haven't done one since the first. We'll drop it in the fucking comment section. I'll make sure it's there. But yeah, man, that's episode 108. Yeah, I like this one. Even though there's still topics that we could talk about, but we don't want to push it. But unless y'all really want to keep rapping. I don't mind.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm chilling. That's something I wanted to say to y'all, but I forgot what it was.
Nothing in the chat you want to say? That you want to talk about?
It's probably going to go down a path that is going to be long and dark.
We'll give it like 20, maybe 15, a good 15 minutes of conversation, maybe.
All right. That fat dude that killed his wife on video.
I seen the video like an hour or two before you even sent it. And I was like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, but I don't know the backstory behind it. I just know that she cheated and he shot her.
He was like, oh, I hope it was worth it on the video. Mm. I'm pretty sure he killed her, and he got 10 years in jail.
10 years is crazy.
I don't think 10 years is enough. Like, you gotta, that's murder. Like, you gotta,
10 years is absolutely insane.
You gotta go 25 to life, right? For murder?
What state is it? What state was that in?
Texas.
That's surprising. Should be capital murder. The fuck?
It was in Texas.
And she then where TK got locked up at? For capital murder?
And the craziest thing about it is that I think it was like a board of women too. Like the jury was all women. It was all female.
Interesting.
That's insane, bro.
I mean,
they say like it was a crime of passion, but still, like, what the fuck?
That doesn't justify that. Like,
you killed,
he cheated, you killed, like, you, and you killed her. Wow. Like,
you had to, you, your fat ass was on camera.
With your meat out.
With the gun. Painted, like, pointing this shit at her, just aiming it, stumbling already. Look like your heart about to give out. Breathing hard as shit down the barrel of that shotgun. I hope it was worth it. And then you killed her. Like, now your kid's growing up without parents. Dumbass.
Yeah, without both of them. Goofy ass. Like, I feel so like dumb. When emotions run high like that, motherfuckers don't think straight. And I think he was just hurt and was just like, fuck it. But I'm not shooting him bail, by the way. But it's just like, bro, you sacrificed, you killed the mother of your kids, ruined their lives. God knows how old they are. And if they're young, oh yeah, that's fucked. You're not daddy anymore. You're not dad no more. I have a new dad.
They're teenagers, I believe.
You're whatever your first name of your government is.
Do you think your kids are going to forgive you for that? Even if their mom was cheating. It's just like, your kids are probably going to hate you. You're sitting behind jail. And motherfuckers in jail can easily find out why the fuck you are in there. They can find that shit out with the quickness.
They ain't asking you for your paperwork no more. They just,
they'll find it.
Straight to beating your ass.
They'll get it. Somehow, some way. They got the connects. They'll get it. And okay,
so let me give the details real quick before we continue.
Go ahead.
So it says that this man said, all right, goodbye, you're going to meet Jesus.
Oh, fuck no.
He said that before he shot her 3 times. But so I guess this was a while ago, but it was just trending on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
It was in 2021.
but still. So the two argued for about a half an hour before the tempers escalated, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the teenage daughter, Olivia, was in school at the time. And in the video, he said, "I hope it was worth it. I'm done. I'm fucking done." Then, yeah, on March 5th, 2024, an all-female jury sentenced Birmingham. He pleaded guilty to the crime, resulting in only a 10-year sentence. He's also fined $5,000 and will be eligible for parole in 5 years.
For what? He just shot his fucking wife 3 times. It didn't say she had a gun on her. It didn't say she was threatening him. She was holding the fucking phone. And then he shot. How the fuck you only get 10 years for that? What the fuck? Aren't there people going to jail longer for having weed on them still? And they'll correct me if I'm wrong.
For all kinds of things.
It's up stakes.
It's like, bro, what the fuck? This man killed the person because she cheated on him. Like, granted, and I know how the internet is and how some people are. Well, you don't know what she could have said something. She could have been holding something. She shouldn't have cheated. It's like, obviously.
It was on video that she wasn't holding shit.
Obviously, she shouldn't have cheated, but does that justify her death? Like, no. Now, what the fuck?
Yeah. And maybe other things, like, you know, obviously divorce, maybe backlash, maybe public shaming or something. Isn't adultery a crime? Also, I don't think it is, actually. I think it's only a crime when...
I think it's a sin. It's a sin.
Yes. I think it's only a crime when you're in, the military and other things. I don't know if you're in the military.
What the fuck?
No, it's a crime. You cheat. Fuck. You commit adultery in the military. It's most definitely a crime.
The fuck? That's crazy.
I think it is because your spouse gets all your assets.
Ah, okay.
Also, so it's like
different ball game.
Yeah.
Makes sense. I mean, well, fuck. Someone's gonna fucking hurt that man in jail. I'm not wishing it, but calling a spade a spade. Someone's not gonna like that shit. And with his unathletic ass, yeah, he ain't gonna.
I mean, look at how he looked too. That man, yeah. Man's disgusting.
Nasty as shit. His wife was probably beautiful. Tell me how it goes.
She looked better than him. He's all right.
Well, shit. One more thing before we wrap the episode. The bill got passed. Well, it's going to the House or the Senate. My fault. It passed the House. Going to the Senate for TikTok to get banned in America. And Joe Biden was like, yeah, I'm gonna, if the bill gets to my desk, I'm gonna sign it, but I'm still gonna use TikTok. How the fuck? How the fuck? How? What? I was saying that shit last episode. What? We're talking about
the dark web to look at it real.
We're talking TikTok. About the Donald Trump shoes. And I was like, what? Yeah, he said he was gonna still use it. So I'm like, but I don't think, I don't know shit about politics. I'll say that. But isn't us, aren't we, us banning social media platforms and saying what platforms we can and can't use? They said they don't want TikTok on here because most people under 30 are going there for their news versus actual news stations. Like, it's not a real reason behind. We had the creator, the CEO of TikTok, come out and say what's being done and what isn't. Because the whole thing started with, the Chinese government. They don't want them to have our data. Like, they don't already have our data to begin with. Like, the world doesn't already have our data. The amount of times that fucking T-Mobile gets hacked, your PlayStation Network gets hacked, all this shit gets hacked, and your information's out there. But I get it. So it's all right. Cool. But it's just like, don't we sound like, how far is this going to go? Because, I know Instagram had a bunch of shit against it, too. Mark Zuckerberg is selling our data to these private companies and blah, blah, blah. So are we going to get rid of that next? Or are we going to be like that one country where you can't go and access? Are we going to be we're trying to avoid China, but are walking the same line as them because you can't use TikTok. Well, you can't use. What is it? Twitter and Instagram in China. If you go to visit, You can't use it. Like, their web searches, you had to go with a VPN. So it's like, are we walking that same path? Because then what's next? And it's crazy how quick that shit gets passed through the house. But when it's other things that are more important than this, it's silence. Like, we don't know what the fuck is going to happen next. But I don't know, bro. Like, I feel like you banning TikTok is like, there's a bunch of people that got on because of TikTok. There's a bunch of people getting paid from TikTok. You know what I'm saying? They made their whole livelihood is based on these TikToks. And it's like, what are they going to do now? And of course, it's like, you can say, oh, don't put all your eggs in one basket and now you can work retail or you can do this. It's like, nobody wants to do that though. Like, get a real job. It's like, but if this is their passion, why strip that from them? You get what I'm saying?
What a job. The fuck? If I'm getting paid from it, it's a job, Goofy.
It's like, I don't agree with Mal. It still has a couple more steps. And then, of course, TikTok's not going to get banned tomorrow. It's going to take a while for... And if TikTok gets bought out by somebody else, we could still use TikTok. So it's just like, they don't want them associated with... I think the company's called ByteDance. Because that company specifically is based in China. But
yeah,
if he's showing you that all his servers for TikTok are here in America and that he's providing jobs for Americans, isn't that what an American would want? You know what I'm saying? Like, we want our shit to be built here, right? That's what this man Trump was saying. We're going to build factories. We're going to build factories. Get Americans jobs and all that. And it's like, okay. But TikTok is doing it. So, and it's just watching those fucking hearings where they're like, the guy is telling you he's Singaporean. Why are you asking him about fucking China? Why is it always like, he's telling you everything. He has the facts. He's showing you shit. But it always goes back to that. It's like, I don't know, bro. I don't think we should be banning fucking platforms. There should be other things you should get rid of. Besides fucking social media platforms.
Yeah, more important things, for sure.
But, well, there goes our TikTok page. And it was just getting spun, too. Like, all of our On This Day videos are getting more traction than the first day. Yes.
Yeah.
When they first dropped. Now they're getting all the traction. The podcast, TikToks are going fucking dummy over there, which is crazy. But, fuck. I mean, I guess, like... That's just one more social media platform down. Guess we scroll fucking Instagram reels and YouTube shorts.
It's gonna be easier for us, I think.
That's like fucking. That's like we got McDonald's at home. That is not McDonald's. The fuck?
I'm dead. To be honest with you, I like the Instagram reels better than TikTok now.
My Instagram reels always be like the same, like travel shit. Like, my TikTok will be random. Like, the algorithm for TikTok, I think, is better.
It's better.
Than sure. YouTube Shorts and Instagram. Because my Instagram will always be the same shit. But there are times I'm scrolling Instagram Reels, and I'm like, oh, shit, I'm on TikTok. Let me go to Instagram. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm on Instagram. Like, what the fuck? But, shit, we're going to have to find somewhere else to get our our topics for the pod when we do have something crazy to talk about.
Oh, we'll find somewhere. Don't worry, we'll be straight.
But fuck it, man. I think we wrap it here. Episode 108. I know I said this episode I was gonna talk about one of Denzel's favorite moments where we're talking about fucking the pyramids and all this shit. We'll probably do that in the next episode. That shit, I was looking at that shit and I was like, bro, I did some more research on that shit. I was like, oh shit. This is very fucking interesting. I didn't know this shit. We'll probably do that next week. Fuck it. Hey man, episode 108, 108 weeks consistent, and I'll see us stopping soon, knock on wood. I don't see us missing a week of episodes or an episode. Hopefully you guys like this a little bit different. There wasn't no TikTok. There was a, you know what I'm saying? It was more just a regular ass conversation. Hey man, leave a like, subscribe. Put us onto your friends. If you like this fucking episode, send this shit to somebody, man. Somebody else will like this shit. If you like it, somebody else will like it. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Hey, Patreon coming soon for real. Like, it's done. It's up. But you know, I got to make it look pretty for y'all. And we got to have some content pre-done so I could just drop it whenever over there. That's coming soon. I think what do we do, Rod? 199? What do we settle on? 199.
I think 199.
199 is what it is. If you want exclusive content, probably go over there. I guess when we have like a censored podcast where we had to cut some shit out, the full episode will probably go over there. And whatever reactions get clapped. And I was saying, like, if we do, like, Squid Games is coming out this year. I don't know if Raw wants to review the fucking Avatar series, but we can also put that over there, too. Anything like that, the TV shit will probably go over there, too. We could probably do live reactions to episodes and shit. Whatever. Whatever we come up, it'll be over there. It won't be here because copyright's a bitch. But it's been you guys, man. Denzel, Rod, myself, Terrell, and we'll catch you next week, episode 109. Make sure you fucking tune in, man. We'll catch you in the next fucking episode. Adios.